Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is related to nutrition, and the title is, But I'm Different. So, everyone tuning into this podcast, get ready to be pissed off. So, I'm about to explain to you why you are not special. So we've talked about this in past podcasts, about the idea that there are certain things in life that are just true of everyone. So if you don't work out, you're not going to be strong. You're not going to be as healthy as you would if you did work out. If you overeat, you will get fat. If you undereat, you maybe can't lose fat because it's too severe. But there are things that just are true. So if we all stub our toe's going to hurt. You know, if we all get in a car wreck, our car is going to have some trouble moving on from there. So there are things in life that are just universally true. And I wanted to make a podcast revisiting this and being direct in a manner in which how you can kind of fight the urge or the natural tendency to blame other things when your nutrition goals don't go the way that you want. Okay? So New Year's is the time when many people take on healthy eating resolutions. And it doesn't have to be just weight loss. There's, you know, it could be eating healthier, eating a certain way to gain weight, maybe for overall health. Maybe you just want to get control of diabetes or cholesterol, something like that. Maybe you just want to eat better for performance. Maybe you're an athlete. You want to work on being leaner and handling your body weight better so you can be more explosive or faster. Maybe you want to get stronger. You know, maybe there's a performance-based or aesthetic-based goal. So there's a lot of reasons that people set the goal to eat healthy. And everyone who sets a goal to eat healthy, whenever you take on the act of eating healthy, there's something that's consistent in every single person. Okay? And that's going to be rules. So there are rules to eating healthy. There are rules we have to follow. Why we can't just have ice cream every single meal and eat pizza every night and drink a bottle of wine. There are rules, okay? So every diet structure, even weight gain and performance-based structures, they all have rules. And the reasoning to the structure is that the rules apply to universal standards of nutrition. So in podcast number 41, titled Diet Right, What Matters Most, we talked about what those major components are and really in depth about why each component is in the order of importance it is and why it's important. And caloric intake is the most important goal. Okay, so no matter how every diet on the planet is structured, it's all structured around trying to control your caloric intake. Now, they do it in different ways. Some diets put restrictions on the times you can eat of the day. Some diets put restrictions on food groups, maybe no fats or no carbs. So you just kind of completely eliminate a certain food group. And then some just have basic kind of calorie counting things. So if it fits your macros, has basic calories, you just count. Or some diets have point systems related to caloric intake of the food you eat. But one way or another, caloric intake is addressed and it's intended to be controlled in every diet structure. Okay? From there, other components are like what is in your foods, like proteins, fats, and carbs, whether you're eating enough of each of those and having a balance among them. How much, like maybe when you're eating, meal timing is the next kind of important thing. And then also the quality of the foods that you eat. So if you're just eating Ho-Hos and Pop-Tarts all day, it might be enough calories, it might be enough carbohydrates, but it might not be the best source of carbohydrates. So you might not have the best consistent energy and feel the best throughout the day, and you'll likely have just a ton of cravings all day if you're eating sugar all day. So the quality of what you eat does play an important role as well. So these components are true for all diets, regardless of whether they're weight gain, weight loss, health, performance, blah, 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 because they're true for all foods and all people. Hence why you are not special. So a banana will do to your body what it does to everyone's body. A banana is sugar. Your body breaks it down, sends it through the bloodstream to the muscles, and your muscles use it for energy. That's how it works. So food is food. But are you really different? So maybe you have lactose intolerance, so therefore you can't have dairy. Maybe you have celiac disease, so therefore you can't have gluten. Maybe you have PCOS, which means your metabolism is kind of a little bit slower than normal, and you have to watch your carbohydrate intake in the sense of overeating their carbohydrates at any mealtime. But guess what? Everyone else has to do the same thing too. So it's very interesting that no matter what disease or nutritional condition you have, the specifics of the diet might be different for you, whether you can have dairy or not, whether you have to have gluten-free or not. But those major components don't change. Calories are still the most important. Doesn't matter what you eat, if you overeat, you will get fat. Doesn't matter how crappy the food is or how healthy the food is. So you can eat quinoa and baked chicken, you know, every meal, and if you overeat it, you're going to get fat. So it doesn't matter how healthy it is. Calories are the most important. Then you have to have the right balance of proteins, carbs, and fats. So if you eat no carbohydrates all day, you're probably not going to feel very good, because our body runs off carbohydrates very well and very easily. And our brain, for example, runs off carbohydrates, so off glucose. So when you tend to have a very, very low carb diet, like ultra low, where you have no direct carbs, you're going to have mental fatigue and mental fog. You're not going to feel very good until your body gets accustomed to that diet. And then that diet structure would work in the long term. However, it's not really realistic. How in the world are you going to like eat under 10 grams of carbs every damn day? Now, I promise you I've tried all this stuff. So I have a master's in nutrition. I've been dieting and doing different types of diets for the last like 20 years of my life. Now, I've tried diets where I was in ketosis. I used the pea sticks, made sure everything was right. And does that diet structure work? Yes. Is it lifelong sustainable? Hell no. Definitely not. So it's something that might get some weight off of you, but it's not a diet structure that's going to keep the weight off of you. Okay? And that's what we're talking about, is too often during this time of the year, people start diets. They can't follow the rules, either because they don't understand them, they don't like them, or they don't fit their lifestyle. So maybe you have a no-carb diet, you understand that, but how in the world are you going to do that whenever, you know, you're out and about at work, or you go meet with friends, or that and this. So there are certain things that just like prevent you from being able to follow the rules well enough and with a high enough adherence level that you can actually get the results you'd want from that diet. So therefore, people say, diets don't work for me. No, diets do work. You have to follow the rules. If you can't follow the rules, then you're on the wrong damn diet. You have to find a different diet. Okay? There are like 40 million diet structures in the world nowadays. And so your goal is to find the one that gives you the best balance of one that you can follow the rules as closely as you can to the lifestyle parameters that you want to have. Okay? How your lifestyle is set up. So the key to diets is following the rules and making the rules a lifestyle. If you can do those two things, you'll succeed at any diet. If you haven't succeeded at a diet in the past, it's because you didn't do one of those two things. You either didn't follow the rules, or you did follow the rules, but you couldn't do it for long enough to be sustainable and get long-term results. So you didn't follow rules in a lifestyle manner. You followed the rules in some temporary madness, crazy, you know, burst of time that wasn't sustainable for the rest of your life. So that's our goal, is if we want to be successful in diets, if we want, and that's, again, weight loss, weight gain, performance, blah, 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 blah. You have to balance those two things. You have to be able to follow the rules, and you have to be able to make the rules a lifestyle. You have to live within those rules for the rest of your life, maybe even, or months and maybe even years. Okay? So if I want to lose 30 pounds, I have to follow the rules long enough to get 30 pounds off. And then I have to follow a healthy style of eating rule to make sure I keep the weight off. So it's not enough to just get it off and then have it all come right back. That's not helpful. Our goal of fat loss is to lose the fat forever. That means you have to follow some type of healthy eating rules forever. So that's why it's so important to find the rules, or a set of rules, that apply to your lifestyle and something you can live within. Okay? So here's how we're going to help you. Go listen to podcast number 85, titled Track Efforts Along with Results. In that podcast, it tells you why it's important to track your efforts, your adherence level, not only the results. So you might have been doing the diet and you wanted to lose 2 pounds this week, but you didn't lose any. Okay, that doesn't help. Like, it's kind of good to know you didn't get what you wanted, but why? Why didn't you get the 2 pound weight loss? That's more helpful to know. If you know why, you can fix it and then get the 2 pound weight loss the next week. And how you'll know that is by tracking your effort, tracking your adherence, tracking how well you followed the rules. Okay? So go listen to podcast number 85, Track Effort Along with Results. In that podcast, we offer a way in which for you to track your efforts, track your adherence. So go listen to that podcast. Okay? That's the first step. Don't move on to anything else I'm about to say until you go listen to podcast number 85. Okay, so we're going to say it, so that way it's all in this podcast. But if you skip number one and you go to everything else I'm about to tell you, you will not be successful. You must track how well you follow the rules to any diet. If you don't follow the rules, or you don't know if you're following the rules well, you will not be successful in that diet, you will not know why, and you will blame the diet. Whether it's your fault or the diet's fault, you are still not where you want to be. You still failed at your goals. Okay? It didn't matter who did it. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. You are not where you want to be. That is your fault. That is your thing to control. Okay? That's within your control. And I'm telling you how to control it now. So it doesn't matter if you blame the diet. Doesn't matter if you blame your kids. Doesn't matter if you blame your spouse. Doesn't matter if you blame your job. Doesn't matter if you blame your schedule. Doesn't matter what the hell you blame. You are still not where you want to be. Okay? So you can be unhappy and have your excuse, congratulations, or you can overcome that excuse and become happy. Which sounds better? You're probably already living in the first one. So let go of your excuses. Go listen to podcast number 85 and get your shit under control. Okay? Start learning how to track your efforts, what you can control, so that way you can control your results and reach your goals. Okay. That's probably the part where I said you're not going to like me. So, the next thing you want to look at is when you track your adherence level, you can see how well you're following the rules of diet. If you're not following the rules well, go find a different diet. Okay? Don't try to warp your lifestyle to something that you will not maintain. Go find a different set of rules that for a diet that will better match your lifestyle. If you cannot adhere to the rules of a diet above, say, 80%, that's the wrong damn diet. Go get a different one. Simply Google popular diets and try them. Try them for 4 weeks. And don't look at whether they're successful in terms of results. Look at whether they're successful in terms of how well you can adhere to the rules. If you can follow the rules, you will get results. So don't look at the results. Look at how well you follow the rules. And that's what you'll learn in podcast number 85, how to track that. So track your adherence. Then find a diet that has a lifestyle that best matches yours. And that way you can get your adherence level as high as possible. Now, what if you have bad adherence levels to all diets? Maybe you try 3 or 4 different diets and you're kind of not really good at any of them. Well, you probably need more discipline then. And that is a tough pill to swallow. But it might be true. Maybe you're just not good at following the rules, because the rules kind of suck to follow. You would rather eat the emotional, helpful food at night and then feel guilty all the next day and then rely on your excuses and find comfort in your excuses. So you'd rather stay in this numb unhappiness than to adhere and force yourself to be more disciplined. Okay, this is very tough language. I'm well aware of it. However, this is the only way you're going to be successful. Is if you cannot adhere to multiple types of diets, the problem isn't the diet or the set of rules, the problem is you. You need to learn how to be more disciplined. And there are a ton of books on discipline and habit forming. I promise me, I've listened to them all. So I struggled for a very long time with following rules and being disciplined. And I was disciplined in certain areas of my life, and I used that as kind of the thing to hang my big ego on, while I was being completely undisciplined in other areas. So I had to wake up to that and realize that I needed to become disciplined in all areas in order to have a well-rounded life and to truly have happiness in my life. So if I put my blinders on and just focused on the good things, I knew those bad things were still there. They'd still creep into your mind from time to time. So they still need addressed. So I promise you the discipline and habit-forming books are good. There's tons out there because I've listened to them all. So I'm not above anybody listening to this. So I've probably been worse than what you are. So I've just been able to fight my way through it. And I still waver up and down on how disciplined I am, and that's the way it is. So we always have ups and downs. It's just hopefully your ups are always going up-er, and your downs are getting less and less. So you want that wave to be going slowly up over time, so that way you're getting better and better, okay? So when it comes to diets, where most people struggle is not adhering to the rules of the diet, either because the rules don't match their lifestyle, or they don't have the discipline enough to follow the rules. So whichever it is, address it. Stop making excuses and address the issue. Stop wasting your life and address the issue. You probably already know what you're not disciplined at. Well, damn, quit wasting your time and go address it. Fix it. Figure it out. Get the life you want. Okay? And if you're failing at diets, try a different diet. Quit beating yourself up. Find a different set of rules and see if you can find a set that better matches your lifestyle. So maybe you have to modify your lifestyle 10% to fit into one diet. That's fine. That's probably absolutely going to happen. But don't try to find a diet that you have to fix 80% of your lifestyle to match. Fix the one that has the least variations and the least changes for you. That's going to be the best one to follow because that's the one you can follow for the long term. Okay? So if you want to be successful, don't blame others. Don't blame situations. Don't blame anything outside of yourself. Take control. Address the issue head on and fix it. This is the time to fix it. This podcast is your offer to fix it. Go listen to podcast number 85 to learn how to track your efforts. Then try a couple different diets. See which one you can have the best adherence level to. Whichever one has the best adherence level, stay with that one. And then go read or listen to a book on discipline and habit forming and fine-tune how well you can follow that diet. If you go through those steps, you will be successful. You'll still have bad days. You'll have good days. You'll have ups and downs. But you'll go through all that journey while moving forward rather than sitting still and having the same damn New Year's resolution every year, year after year. So this is your chance. Okay? So if you want support from us, reach out to us on our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll help you. Listen to this podcast first and listen to number 85 first. Do not email me if you have not listened to podcast number 85, because that's the first thing I'm going to tell you to do. Okay? So listen to this podcast, listen to podcast number 85, and then if you need help, feel free to reach out to us. I'll suggest you some of the books that have worked best for me, and I'll give you some diet tips and maybe some diet structures that might work best for you. Okay? So, this is your chance to take control of your life and get healthy. Get the body you wanted. Okay? Whew, hopefully you're not too mad at me. sometimes the best lessons are the hardest ones to hear. So, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world's going to be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So tell us what you want to learn about. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.